Washington has announced that President Trump will meet with the leaders of the Bahamas, Haiti, Jamaica, St. Lucia, and the Dominican Republic at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. A statement from the White House says President Trump will reaffirm Washington's strong relationship with and commitment to those countries and signal the importance of the Caribbean to the hemisphere. It says the president will discuss his vision for our diverse relationship in the Caribbean and the potential opportunities for energy investment. President Trump and the Caribbean leaders will also discuss Chinese economic intervention in the region and the political and economic crisis in Venezuela. CARICOM leaders last month reiterated their position of non-interference in the internal affairs of Venezuela and said they were prepared to mediate in the process to bring about a peaceful resolution. Among the countries of the region not invited to the talks is Trinidad and Tobago, the CARICOM nation closest to Venezuela. The 15-member CARICOM grouping has been divided on the issue of Venezuela. In January, Jamaica, Haiti, the Bahamas, Guyana, and St. Lucia supported a resolution at the Organization of American States in not recognizing Maduro's second five-year term, while Dominica, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and Suriname voted against the measure. St. Kitts and Nevis, Trinidad and Tobago, Antigua, Barbuda, Barbados, and Belize abstained during the vote, while Grenada was not present. But since then, the regional leaders have adopted a united position on Venezuela, reaffirming their guiding principles of non-interference and non-intervention in the affairs of states, respect for sovereignty, adherence to the rule of law, and respect for human rights and democracy. Reporting for News Center 5, I am Nicole Romani.